grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. In his first letter to the Christians at Corinth, St. Paul writes, "This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." And by the mysteries of God, St. Paul means everything that God has revealed in his Son. Mysteries which the mind can never fathom, nor words ever fully express. Among those mysteries is the mystery we Christians celebrate with great joy on this 40th day after Easter, the mystery of the Ascension. The humanity God took upon himself in the womb of Blessed Mary, he has never put aside. In his Ascension, he carries that humanity, the humanity that is yours and mine, into the very presence of God. God came down to earth so that we might ascend to heaven. God came down to earth. That's the cause of our joy. Christmas, we might ascend to heaven. And that's the cause of our joy on Ascension Day. His disciples in the upper room on the night before he was crucified, the Lord Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I go to prepare a place for you." In his Ascension, the Lord Jesus fulfills that promise. As we just sang, on Christ's Ascension, I now build the hope of my Ascension. When we celebrate Christmas, we're dealing with the familiar stuff of human life. Infant, his mother. Can there be anything more wonderfully human than a newborn baby? That we can readily imagine and understand. But when it comes to our Lord's Ascension, we are facing mysteries whose the mind cannot fathom, or words ever fully express. And what are these mysteries? First of all, there is the mystery of Jesus' risen body, in which he appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, to make them certain of his victory over death and the grave. It is the very same body which was born of Mary, which was nailed to the cross and then buried in the garden tomb. It was the same body bearing the marks of the nails and the spear. But it was the same body now risen from the dead, wonderfully changed and glorified beyond all human understanding. That's the first mystery. The second mystery is that of that risen body lifted up and received in glory, a mystery signaled and signified by the cloud which removed Jesus from the sight of his disciples. Because to devout Jews like our Lord's disciples, the cloud would bring to mind the cloud that rested on the the cloud that both veiled and revealed the gracious presence of God. Both of these mysteries, the mystery of Jesus' risen body, the mystery of that risen body that did not receive in glory, both are mysteries which the mind cannot fathom, nor words ever fully explain, and which finally require not so much interpretation or explanation, certainly not faithless explaining away by our earthbound minds, but these are rather mysteries which require the simplicity of faith, of wonder and awe, of reverence, of adoration, of contemplation of the astonishing love of God. Because that is finally what our Lord's ascension reveals to us. The astonishing love of God who fully shared our life so that we might fully share in his. In one of the church's ancient and beautiful prayers, we speak of how God in his love wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature. The dignity, the surpassing worth of human nature. And in this world where so much that we see is depressing and degrading, a world where human life seems so cheap, so sordid, so brutal, the ascension of Jesus speaks of the wonderful dignity of human nature as created and loved by God and destined for glory. Descending into the very depths of fallen humanity with all its brokenness and pain, its degradation, bearing in his own precious and holy body the terrible violence done by God's human creatures to one another from the dawn of the human story until its end, and then descending into death, the eternal Son then rises from the dead in his body made glorious, and on this day enters into the very presence of God as the head of that body of which we through baptism are members, enters into God's presence as our forerunner, as the pledge and the guarantee of our own ascension. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life.